Yo, what's up, Square Pimpergate? On this episode, we got my boy Derek Gaines in the building from The Last OG. Upcoming episode on Blue Buds, check that out. We're here to discuss dating a crazy woman, how to avoid the friend zone, the importance of body language, and the three methods of manipulation that go over and over and over again. Don't forget to sign up for the Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/manschool202. And support us. So
yeah, that's where we're doing some bonus content. We do bonus episodes. We do a bonus episode with Derek Gaines, where we talk about why you should go to therapy, the consequences of being in a relationship, and the jelly bean jar theory, and also how to win over a man if you're a woman. The methods to do it. So definitely support us. Check it out. We appreciate it. If you support Patreon, it helps out the show and helps us keep going. Thank you.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man.
Better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. What's up, Square Pimper Gang? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Now, I've said that 500 times before, but this time I mean it. We got a special guest in the building. One of my favorite people. I've also said that a lot too, but I mean
that's
it
true.
This time.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? You ready? You ready?
Oh man, you know it. I'm fucking ready. I don't know why you'd ask me that, but you'd ask me a question like that.
Well, it's because it's a radio show and I'm kind of supposed to.
Still though, how dare you?
All right, my bad.
That's what I'm saying.
My bad. Let me take this time to introduce our guest. My dude, my motherfucker, funny, going Blue Bloods and The Last OG. I watched this guy grow, man. I watched him grow up from a little baby.
Little guy. From a young tyke.
Give it up for Derek Gaines.
Derek Gaines.
Man school.
Yeah, in the building. In the building. We outside. bing bong. What's going on, D? How you, man?
I'm all right. I can't say that I'm doing bad.
I'm happy for you, man.
Okay.
I'm happy for all the successes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and just grinding. I mean, sometimes I think we so busy looking up, we don't look down and see how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
known for that.
Yeah.
I'll never look down.
And, you know, you got to see how far up you are. You know what I mean? Derek is doing I was talking about you the other day.
Word.
About the Black Comedy Club in Brooklyn.
Black-ass comedy show.
What's the address?
308 Bedford Ave over there at Old Man Hustle. There's a comedy club in the back. Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Yeah, and Derek got he started a whole ecosystem of young, black, smart, funny comics that I'm loving, because I really thought it was over.
I couldn't let it in.
After Patrice died and
absolutely. Yeah. After Patrice died, I said, no, I have to do something about this.
And they be coming out.
Yeah.
They come out and they work in their craft, and Derek be putting his foot in their ass.
Got to.
He be screaming
Dave
on them.
Temple, I be getting on
Dave too. Dave fan of the show too. That's my man too. These are my knuckles. For real.
Derek will throw a clipboard at people. You're like, why do you have a clipboard?
He does.
Don't ask.
And throws basketballs at people. Yeah. Basketballs and comics.
What are you doing?
Because men do like this. White people do this. And black people. Derek will be like, get out of here.
Nah, man. Some of the fucking older comics came in there trying to do that shit one night. And I was just like, nah.
Well, old.
Older, like. I don't want him to think that I hate him, because I love him to pieces. But I won't say no names just to keep his identity respectable.
Okay.
The motherfucker got on the mic and did a Tahee joke. You know how they do the, I couldn't read when I was a kid. You ever get to go sit next to the dumb motherfucker in class? And he go, Tahee. Nigga, you mean the?
And you were like,
and I watched in the back. I was like, no, the fuck you didn't. I was like,
did you say that?
In my head, I went, I'm going to get your ass. And when I got on stage, it was over. And to watch a dude I used to look up to have to go upstairs and then embarrass him in front of all these new young comics, I was like, my God, have the tables turned.
Yeah, well, yeah. Doug, I remember going up to clubs and motherfuckers, they wouldn't let me in the room. I don't know if you remember Seymour. You don't remember Seymour.
Seymour Swan.
So Seymour used to have one, was like the only black room, the only web, only club of black people.
In my beginning years of trying to get up here, Seymour Swan, I knew I never got a spot on that show.
Seymour would have me wait from, come on down, like 9 o'clock, and then it'd be 1:30, and he'd make you wait till 1:30, and then not put you up. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to see that motherfucker lose the show. That was the greatest thing ever. Just because it was...
seen him, period. Like, he just kind
of
disappeared.
My only memory of Seymour was him just leaning up against Yamanika, and then she was like, what? And then turned around and his dick was out. She's like, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And it was like, yeah, like nothing. That was my only memory.
And he's a creep, too.
And he's a creep, too.
And a creep. Yeah.
It takes hair to bring up the creep news.
Listen, yeah,
That's
my only interaction. If I had any other interaction, I got no stories.
You know he was the in the Mo Money with the Wayans brothers. He was the little dude. He played, that was Damon's boy.
Wait, he played the little dude in Mo Money.
Wait, Marlon.
Okay.
Marlon, the dude that Marlon plays, is him. The story is about him and Damon.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they was tight. That's why Damon used to come by everyone. When he would come to the city, we'd come down by and do a spot at the show. But Seymour's teeth was falling out his head.
That.
Some gingivitis.
That.
Yeah. So.
It's important to take people down a notch who deserve it,
man.
A little bit.
I always say so. You know, I don't give a fuck.
Gingivitis? That's old school shit. They teach you about that in grade school.
It was some real gingivitis. Like, this shit was shifting around and falling
Shifting around and it was shifty. He had leprosy mouth. He had
the molars was jumping in front of the incisors.
Cutting line.
Oh, it was a crowded club up in there.
Like, it was like Black Friday in his mouth.
Were the canines dressed sharply?
They were sharply.
Were the canines dressed sharp?
It was ready
to party?
It was some more. Where was we was at somewhere and some bitch was fat and shit and you said she looked like a molar.
Like a molar. Yeah. Got a molar body, bruh. It's the big tooth in the back. Hey, man, with the narrow, legs and the body, the come on, you got a tooth body. Look at your tooth body shape.
With a DK on it, too.
Yeah, like what the? No.
You got DK. I talk about... I always mention the great boy. I always mention the great boy on the show,
Derek Gaines.
Yeah, but somebody, I told you got a new name, right?
Who?
You.
I got a new name.
The young niggas is calling you OG, some Uncle OG or something.
Uncle OG.
I'll take it.
There was an OG Gaines.
Hey man, I'm trying to be an OG. Like I'm past the point. Whatever God has for me is for me. That's what they say, and I love it. I love that. It makes sense. But yeah, I have chosen to be the guy to keep the sharks swimming.
Yeah,
I just want to be that guy. Yeah. I love Black Ass Comedy Show. I like these motherfuckers that like to come up here and try to wreck rooms. And if you ain't flipping rooms, me, you gonna have a prop.
Right, trying to own me, destroy just
yeah. I need you up there killing, nigga. This is a kill box. You don't come in here half-assing it.
Yeah.
And you gonna get snapped on. I don't even fuck how good you do. Yeah. This is where sharks play.
And it better be poignant and different.
Absolutely.
Don't kill.
I've only had from starting from June or now, I've only had a total of 4 coons on my show.
Oh wow.
And I didn't even know they was Dave's guys, and I didn't know. I'm not throwing Dave under the bus. But Dave is nicer than I am. Yeah. He give niggas chances.
Right.
So if I go, oh, who this? Right? So I go, or you get the dude that talk the big cash shit. Y'all niggas need me on your show. Oh, you one of them. Oh, I knew you were mine. Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to put you up last after a burner done went on. This nigga done... Whoever. It could be Kareem. Whatever. And I'll be like, all right, this is the boy or something.
You go last. You go after that.
It's 12:10. Crowd, like, what the fuck else could you do after that?
After the
put money on. And then he goes
we
up.
We need him. We
and
need him.
Bombs because he said we needed it.
We need him.
So fun. It's, It feels like recess again. Yeah. And I really love
it. I got to come out there more. I don't come out
when you
there
come out.
Really.
Brooklyn gonna be popping. So the Sunday show be popping. So
I
love
it. I did it and had a fucking ball. And then, I went in there and it's a bunch of smart,
why?
Black dudes, and they all they know.
Ladies too. I got girls in there too.
Yes, true.
I got my bad. I need more black women on my show. I've had pretty much every black woman that does New York, the ones that want to come to Brooklyn. So if you are killing rooms,
and they know the lineage, dog.
Yeah.
You can't walk in there and have a pedigree and name like, hey, hey, Dante Nero was good.
they be like,
Black Phillip, I just love your work. I loved you, and they know your IMDb
podcast followers. All them people that like that up, like it's the underground again.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Got a girl. You got a girl.
I do have a woman.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for me too. Shocking. Very shocking.
How's it going?
I haven't been able to talk to anybody about the shit that I've always think about because it's man shit.
Yeah.
But Dante, with no lie, it's going fantastic.
I'm happy for you, brother.
But I still am a nigga in the streets. Like, it's just like the streets.
Well, you can't look. Let me tell you something.
The streets?
Here's
I'll be like,
I mean, here's,
girls be. I'll be like,
here's what I'm going to say. And I've said this 1,000 times. You can't walk around without your hunting tool sharp.
I know.
You never know when you might have to eat. The reason why they love you is because you got value.
Oh, shit. I got to walk around with my quiver
you gotta,
on.
You got to.
Walk around
right
with
now, you might have an 80 pull bow, compound bow now.
Oh, the twist
with the pulleys.
Oh yeah, with the things.
the Hawkeye shit.
Yeah, but anyway,
son, you gotta keep your tools sharp. You never know. Mm. And I'm gonna tell you what's up. I haven't said this in a long time, Harry. And
yeah.
A woman will fall in love with you for everything that you are. She will spend the rest of the relationship trying to change you into everything that you're not.
Hmm.
And if she succeeds, she will dump you for the guy who is what you were when she met you.
Wow. That is heavy, heavy shit. I liked it.
Accurate. Accurate.
Accurate. You,
even the good ones, the quote-unquote good ones. Like, people like, oh, I found me a good one. It's not about finding a good one, is about maintaining, because they change. They try to change
Well, it's
all the time. And it's not even that they're a bad person. That's just the instinct for some reason.
I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, we used to have to do Mortal Kombat to maintain a chick. Yeah. You had to fight them off. And the day you lose is you lose your pride. The new lion comes and bites your kids on the back of the neck, ends your DNA line, and moves on. That's we don't have that no more.
No. So they're all subconscious little.
So I believe women have created the test.
Okay.
The test is that you the shit, you got to show me. Now, the better she is.
Okay.
The more agreeable she is, the less you have the farther apart the tests are.
Okay.
So you got, I mean, I've had deranged where like it's every day.
You're constantly
shout
battling?
Out to Dawn.
Oh,
nigga,
yeah.
That
was big level.
People don't know my ex girl Dawn is the reason for Beige Phillip.
Really?
Wow. I don't know if it was the reason.
It's not the reason, but it's definitely a lot of.
She has
skills.
Escalated because it's like you ever.
It's like sparring partner. You had a good sparring partner.
I won't even say that. It's
she
like
was gasoline.
Pit fighting.
Yeah.
It was like pit fighting.
For your life.
Bare knuckle pit
fighting. Bare knuckle fighting.
No rules. Kicking in the balls. Eye gouging.
Remember in fucking the Pink Panther where Peter Sells would just have Kato attack
and
him
he would just
to test his skills.
Jumping out the shower with a samurai sword. Whatever.
That's funny.
It's just constant.
Yo, she was the most toxic bitch I ever met. And just relentless. Like
relentless, huh?
She would go.
This girl's like tough.
She was like, who this bitch? And you liking this bitch, Paige? Blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, first of all, get the fuck out. First of all. You know, I haven't told her.
I'll call you when you get in the car if you want to talk, but you can't be here.
I wouldn't even do that.
I wouldn't even call you in the car.
Dog, here's the great. I haven't told this story in forever.
Not in a while.
The pussy soap.
Pussy soap? What's pussy soap?
So, Summer's Eve, the feminine wash.
Oh, pussy soap. Okay,
so
I get it.
She's come over here, stay in the house. Boom, boom, boom. She bring, you know, little feminine wash.
A toiletry with a, bag
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, toiletry. But she would take the summer's eve, bam, put it in my cabinet in the middle, right in the middle. Summer's eve, label out.
Okay. That's how she marked her territory. It's a territory mark or
and
something.
That's
an attempt, sure.
And it's an attempt.
Yeah.
I would take it, slide it over, okay. Right?
Okay.
Because ain't nobody else who I'm bringing over can't tell me what's in my cabinet anyway. That's not the point. I know. And she'd come in, kick the door in, go in the room, look for the... Oh, so you move my soap? First of all, get the fuck out.
Yes.
Get the fuck out. That's what you do first.
That's the thing.
I said,
get
the
out.
Fact that you think that you could dictate what in my cabinet.
In your house.
In my house.
Well, break it down. Your cabinet in your bathroom in your house.
In my house. Yeah. And then you want to tell me where I need to keep it.
Dak.
In terms of the pyramids, the lining up of the pyramids and her being a fucking cunt is all lined up so it could be in the center.
Middle. Yeah.
So she could, and I
prime
was
prime real estate.
But and she would be like, "You take it out." I'm like, "Yo, get the fuck out."
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna. Blah, 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 blah. And I could hear it going down the stairs. And I got the code, my lock. I got the code on the lock. So she go out. She get a soda and some chips, and then come back. Mm. I hear it coming up the stairs. I'd be like. She's like, "Baby, you want some chips?"
Like nothing happened.
Am I lying, Harry?
No.
Like
nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. Mm. I was like, "You gotta get the fuck out." She was like,
"But why?"
"Baby, you're crazy. You're crazy." I go, I'm not fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Get the fuck out.
Who am I talking to right now? Is this PM or dawn? Let me know right now.
Son, and then I would be like, "You got to get the fuck. I don't want you here. Get the fuck out." She was like, "I'm never leaving you." And she was like, "You want some chips?" I was like, I don't.
I do want some chips.
I do want some chips. I was Doritos.
She hit you with the no way. No way. I'm not living without you. She hit you with
and you gonna eat these chips.
Eat these chips. Dante.
Unbelievably.
And you.
I've never met, like, I mean,
she's
say
top
to
level. She's top level. Well, was, I would ask why you continue to do it. You'd be like, it just makes me better.
I said, I'm doing it for the people. I'm doing it for the show.
For the story.
Because if I hadn't gone through those things, I wouldn't. Because here's what also, is, a lot of times, you're in a situation where you don't know, you're in a relationship, you don't know. What's the dynamic, what the subtext is of what's going on. And because it's subtle, you go, right? Harry's had this problem. Sure. Like, oh, she didn't mean to. I mean.
Maybe she didn't mean to. Maybe I didn't understand.
But this
maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I said something. Maybe
Dawn,
that's on me.
Dawn was like... It's an insurrection.
Okay.
It was white people running up the stairs.
Okay.
Capitol.
Kicking it.
Okay.
The Capitol. It was January. Yeah, yeah. Every day.
She came with bear spray.
So I couldn't.
A noose.
I couldn't go. Well, maybe she. No, bitch, you assaulted police.
Right.
On the way in. Yep.
This
and
was
then,
not subtle.
On
the way this in. Was the extreme.
And it was the extreme every time. It was trying to cut your legs out from you. Oh, you don't think niggas like me? Da, 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 da. Bitch, I don't care. I had to be so perfect, cause it was like playing against Jerry Rice. Even when you was a young dude, you watched Jerry Rice when he was older, and a guy who could match him physically, right? The minute the motherfucker got tired, took a breath,
It was a wrap.
Man, he took four quarters.
You can't.
But as soon as you take a breath,
and not in like a
Rice
like Jerry Rice
you.
Was so good, like yeah. Fuck up a little bit, and I got you.
That's
not
all
even
needs.
A little. Don't make the best decision. I got you.
Hmm.
I got you. And she was a real.
She was on you the entire game,
dog. Like
on you the whole game. Got
like
you covered,
Jason. I hit her in the head with a machete. She lay down. I try to tiptoe against the wall, step over. That was just sit up.
Pull you right back in.
Oh, she was the greatest.
Your greatest competitor?
The greatest and worst thing ever happened to me in my life.
It's like fighting a dragon. You beat the dragon, but all the burns you took.
It don't make no sense.
She was your
this
George Foreman.
Fire-breathing heifer.
She was absolutely
burnt
your George
my
Foreman.
Ass up. You understand? I won, but I barely won. I had to cut
did
her.
Did I really? It's just who lost more.
I took a heart, but I'm burnt up.
It's who
my
lost.
My whole back burnt.
Did anybody win? It's just who lost more. That's it.
Who
that's,
lost more?
That's it.
Did anybody? That's deep. That's a T-shirt.
And I kept doing it.
Yeah.
And Harry would be like, why do you? I was like, I'm doing it for the people. I did it for man school. Because, I mean, I had gone through things before, but I had never, like.
Well, it did get to the point where you knew how to handle it. You knew what you were getting. But, you know, when you felt like, I want to fuck. Let's do it. I know how to handle it. I'll learn some new skills along the way.
Mm-hmm. And
judo flipper.
The
you know,
booty was you saw her, too. Big old round booty used to just bounce around like a weebles wobble.
Not this the Dawn. This ain't the girl.
No.
This another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chocolate, just Instagram booty, just.
I think I remember.
Bouncing around on a big booty.
Sounds like a lot of problems come
yeah,
to that
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, the booty bounces.
Oh, yeah.
You have some problems.
Oh, it's
the crazy came per ounce.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? You're getting that crazy per
Damn.
Ounce. By the ounce.
I feel sorry for everybody else that I left her for because she.
Running through those guys.
Because if you're not a master, you
get chewed up.
She'd chew you up, spit you out, break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You walking around, you dating somebody else, still thinking about that big booty. Just, you know. And abusive in a way. This is interesting, too. When you find somebody, and I've said this 1,000 times, if you find somebody who's abusive, and they come from an abusive situation.
Abusive background.
I got something.
Go
not
ahead,
as deep.
Go ahead,
not
go.
As deep, but that mind trickery.
Yeah.
Where she, right?
Oh, me chewing you up and spitting
yeah.
you out.
Yeah. I met this girl in L.A., man, and I told her my opening was, I'm going to be on TV in 2 weeks. Right? That's what I said. So instead of her just going, oh, she said, well, I'll fuck you in 2 weeks. I was
Oof,
like, oh,
wow.
my God.
Wow.
So, but here go me. This is Mercy Street to the man school.
Mm-hmm.
Here go me.
You should have
called weeks,
me immediately.
I should have, and I did not. But I waited the 2 weeks, let her go. I start playing Big Jenga, hanging out with her friends, hanging out with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to her while she in the jacuzzi, talking to her while she in the shower and shit, and she just fucking with me. She'll like to keep me around. She'll make lunch and dinner and shit to invite me over to eat
and
all this.
And not getting no pussy.
Saying I'm not getting pussy. So what she did one night, she kissed the fucking like she grabbed my face. She drowned me, and she was like, "It's coming." I was like, "Just," and in my head I'm going, "It's probably trash. It's just trash pussy. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be fine."
Right.
So push come to shove, show comes out. Night comes where I'm supposed to get some. She's so out of it. She's like, I did say I was going to fuck you, right? So she's like that. So she was like, I guess I got to be a woman of my word. Bruh, playing me, bruh. I'm on TV, but she's playing me. Mm. She goes, hand me that honey jack over from the cabinet. She drinks 4 shots of honey jack. And she's like, all right, come on, let's go. Oh, my God. So I'm sitting there like, this is going to be trash. Bruh.
Put it on you.
She...
you was in the shower.
She...
You was scrubbing.
No, remember waterfalls when the nigga was looking at his eyes at the end when he was fucking with that girl. All the pictures on the picture frame start changing. All these things, like fuck me up. And then when I was like sitting there, she was like, "Thank you." And she turned and went to sleep. All her dogs were sleeping and shit. And then one of the dogs crawled in between me and her, and I couldn't even do the reach around.
Yeah.
Like she had a dog. That was like, you ain't even gonna get
the
reach around. You're not even getting the goddamn reach around, nigga. Get your clothes on, get the fuck out. And only happened one time, because I went back to try to get it again. She put me in the friend zone so fast. This girl got me.
Now, let me ask you this.
She got me.
What do you think the play was?
I think.
What if you think prospectively, look back, what do you think?
Because
I know Harry.
Because I didn't want kids, and she wanted them. And that she was like, I can't even be with a man who went. Just whatever she said, whatever little hurdle or whatever fake hurdle it was.
Mm.
But, bruh, I think she did it just to do it. She introduced me to all her goofy friends, yeah. made me food, Big Jenga, all this, and she knew.
Big Jenga.
She had Big Jenga.
Parties.
And I'm playing Big Jenga over the house, waiting for this pussy, right?
Big Jenga.
And she gives
my
it to me.
Rapper, by the way.
It's nothing to her, because she fucks. Mm. But for me,
clearly,
I said, she's an ex Playboy model, all this shit. So I'm just like, oh my. Thick.
It's ridiculous.
Everything right. And after it was done, and I saw how she just kind of. And then, like, the next nigga she dated was, like, 25. Young nigga, just he just blowing her back out. And she paying for everything. All and right. I'm like, got me.
You doing the...
I'm calling her from New York, seeing how she is, telling her that she got... I felt like such a man.
Yeah, you
got... I got... God, bro, you would have been pissed.
You should have called
you
me.
You would have been
but I don't think
pissed.
You would have did what I told you to do. Harry, what's the play? What's the play?
Just ignore. Be done with it. Be done if she's not.
I kind of did that though, but here go.
Don't waste
your
time.
Nah, you can't kind of.
Listen, this is the only way I kind of got it. I ain't spit on you, did I?
No, no.
All right, this is the only way I kind of got it back. This is how I kind of got it back. She online one day said, because I want her dogs died, but she still said a couple weeks later. So my bitch ass, hey, what's the matter, right? She go, my ex-boyfriend just broke up with me because I took sex off the table because she's trying to get right with Jesus and stuff, right?
Now. You can't re-virginize
yourself. Says that, and it was like, boo-hoo-hoo. I put 1,000 laugh face emojis. Like, I made paragraphs of it. Like, just, bitch, right? And then she goes, well, I see. So she blocks me and all that. Then she hits me 2 months later. A song had came on that reminded her of me, and I saw it, and I just... And I got rid of it, and I never heard from her again. So I kind of won.
Cut to the chase if you'd done it sooner, though.
But yeah,
you got—I mean, you got laid. Who cares? Whatever.
I still got it. But bruh, the way she gave she fucked me. So I was like,
right. And then the fact that you
like boomerang, like
you hanging around her like it's important. The play is, you know, I did say when she goes. First of all, you're not supposed to hang around in Jenga. The minute
Big Jenga, as soon as she pull out Big Jenga,
oh boy,
she's setting you up to be a friend, stupid.
Yeah,
and here go me thinking I'm a shark, whole seal the whole time.
Yeah.
This bitch is shark and seal's clothing.
You learn.
Hey, this bitch.
She dating her food. Right?
Dating her food.
Yeah.
She was just buttering me the fuck up. Oh my god.
You know when a cat catch a mouse and just hold it and let it go. You got it. The play for that is when she says,
yeah.
I'm going to be on TV in 2 weeks. She says, call me back in 2 weeks. You go, nah.
Okay.
That's the play.
Well, it's all, you know.
That's the play. And that play, she, first of all.
What do you mean, nah? What do you mean, nah? Why would I call you in 2 weeks?
Why would I call you in 2 weeks?
You don't give a shit.
I'll have bitches better than you by then. I don't need you then. I need somebody who's down with me for now. That's the play. I had a chick once said to me, she didn't even say it to me. She was talking to her girl.
Okay.
And they was talking to, yeah, ga 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 ga, kiki kiki kiki, ga 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 ga, kiki. You know, I don't, shit, if I got a deep throat, give head, blah, 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 I got to have the ring if you want all of that spit, blah, 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 blah. And I was in the bed with her, just finished smoking, pussy looking like ground zero, smoke coming up, it's concrete steam. Around, steam, light in the air.
Police officer in front of it.
And they just giving
the police
away.
Police commissioner going like this.
Yeah.
People from Utah, yay, heroes, right?
Yeah.
And
took his head off.
she went to give me some head. I was like, nah, I'm good for that. I'll get that somewhere else. She's like, why? Why? I was like, well, I don't want you to do nothing you don't want to do.
Yeah. That's what you said. The turning of the mirror is so great.
I don't want you. You don't got to do nothing you don't want to do. And if this is how you feel, I don't even want it. Like, first of all, how great is it going to be? I mean, she wasn't a pro like.
Like you're good.
Like, but still, you don't. It's got to be on your terms. And the reason why it's got to be on your terms is because as a man, your value is based on your ability to provide. Your value is your productiveness, your creativeness, is all of these things that you have to work on and actively do. And if you got a chick that's just bad, what did she do to become bad? Nothing. She grew up like that. And I'm not saying you don't have women that work out and stuff, but they still got the raw materials for that. You funny, and I've said this to you 100 times. You're creative, you're funnier, you're more interesting, you got better friends, why would this goofy, toxic chick?
What is she adding?
What does she give you?
Other than some pussy.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, and if you play, being able to go, nah, I'm good, is the thing that, then they can't stop throwing it on you.
And that's what I'm trying to, yeah, I'm doing that.
You got just.
I'm still there. I ain't fuck up. I'm still like, nah. It just, it's like they almost put the pussy in the bag and then try to throw my head in the bag and then shake it around.
Wait, like scorpions.
They'll be like, hey girl, like throw your pussies in the bag, and then we're going to take and throw the shit
on. Oh, you got one? How about you? You got one, too?
And they tie it, and I'm walking around.
You suffocate?
And my dick is like a, let me help you. And I'm like, no, let me please.
They do like a Juarez cartel?
Yeah. Like they just try to choke you out. They're just watching me dance around. With all this pussy on my head.
Pussy suffocates. Panicking, banging into walls.
Can't breathe.
We can see your mouth sucking in the plastic.
Your feet kicking.
Yeah. And my girl's just home going, he's such a good guy. You see what I'm saying? Just
choking. How'd you meet this girl, Derek?
I met her back in L.A. a long time ago. And we fucked around for a very long time.
Yeah.
She was who she was with. I was with who I was with. But we always came back.
It was circle around.
And she'll tell you. I mean, you know, I did the fuck shit. I got together in COVID, but it wind up working out.
Right.
So it was like,
oh, y'all hung out for COVID for all of
COVID. We was locked down with each other, just being with each other.
Yeah.
First for me, that weeks and weeks at a time, can't really go nowhere. And she just never, ever got on my nerves.
Like, yeah.
My nerves are rattled.
That's a big thing.
Easily.
Yeah.
My nerves.
Particular.
I have my grandmother and my mother's nerves. Right. Very frail.
Right.
Those two ladies that I grew up with, they don't have much time. Right. Frustration come quick. You know, if I had to make my mom repeat herself more than twice.
Not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Huh? What'd you say? I could just see it building up. My nana was the same way. So I know where I get my, and my dad is a little, he don't fuck around. He's military.
Organized.
So all that comes to my nerves.
Right.
And she never plucked them one time. I was like, how the fuck?
Wow.
She never plucked them one time.
And that's priceless.
She makes me desserts.
Agreeability.
She lotion my eczematic back. She'll be like, let me lotion your back. I'm like, you really want to lotion my nasty ass back? I don't care about your back. I love your back. Give me the lotion.
Yeah.
She lotions my back, I tell you.
Yeah.
She lotions my back that is riddled with eczema. She know I be itching. She comes and goes, I scratch it. She got nails because she's a pretty bitch.
Yeah.
Love that. Scratching shit.
It feels good.
And then she'll be like, give me the lotion. Put it in my hand so I don't get no lotion in my nails. So,
can't
yeah.
Beat it. Can't beat it.
She met mom. Mom lover.
Never, like, mom. Never had to even play big Jenga.
No big Jenga.
Nothing.
Because the relationship started 4 years ago. It started off, and we met. We're back to the hotel. Fuck. That was basically it.
I like you. You like me. Yeah. Let's get
And
this.
It happened. And I was like, damn, that happened too quick.
So you did everything in reverse order, like a Tarantino film.
Yeah.
Just out of sequence.
Yeah, it was very, met her, bang. And then for 4 years, it was always meet up, bang. But then she started fortifying a nigga with breakfast the next day. You like the freshly squeezed orange juice, right?
Oh, she got the.
She kept saying freshly squeezed.
She got the
French toast with the bacon. I'm like,
she got the hydraulic.
I got you the thing, right? Fortified. Now we sitting eating. If you sitting eating, you're not fucking. Now you learning. Talking to her. She fly. Oh, she think I'm fly.
These eggs is fluffy.
These is good as shit. I'm like, uh-oh.
But here's what I don't think that we don't understand as men. What we're looking for is a level of agreeability, no stress, because we gonna work anyway. Because you're not a man if you're not producing. Yeah. If you're not producing, if you're not growing, if
she
you're
loved
not working,
the fact that I work, how hard.
Yeah.
She loved it. She loved that I'm out doing
the game
comedy,
and doing your thing, and that is the thing that attracts them. But when you get a woman that's about that.
Mm-hmm.
that it's like, listen, I want to make everything else easy. So when you go out, you don't got to worry about this here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you want to come home because I want some fluffy eggs and I need somebody to scratch my
and she be like,
lotion my
and
eggs.
She be like, yep. It ain't like, it's never, it's all, yeah. Please, yeah. More of you. Come over tomorrow. I'll be like, babe, I'll be here the weekend. But she be like, well, hurry up. And I'll be like,
yeah. It's nothing like, you get a girl and she laying in bed with you. She said, do I touch you too much? Nah, bitch, never.
Mm.
Do I kiss you too much? No.
I be asking her that. Because I be up on it. She was like, no, I love every bit of it. I'm like, every bit?
All of it?
Damn, bitch.
I feel disgusted.
I'm like, every bit? You be like, come on,
you,
keywords.
I'm happy for
you. So, yeah. It's a great thing.
I'm so happy for you. Because I was worried about you. I was worried.
My mom was worried. Bro. I was out there 11 years in the field, hair. 11, nigga.
She was getting
11.
Exhausted, your mom. Losing faith. When are you going to win that championship? It's been a long time.
Doug, I remember the years ago, Derek was talking to some. Now, and Derek had blazed the room.
Sure, yeah. On stage.
No confidence. No confidence.
Smoked the room. Was this little cutie white girl. Was right? And Derek used to.
Dance and
dance,
skip hop.
Skip God around and play like a squirrel.
I love Big Jenga. It's my favorite.
Big Jenga. God, I hate it, young man.
She would speak. He would,
I'm a skippity whip, skip flip.
And I said, Derek, come here. Come over here. He went, OG. I was like, look, put your feet shoulder length apart.
Old stand.
Stand. Do not stop bouncing the fucking around.
Bouncing around. Nigga.
Stop. Stop leaning.
You came
leaning.
At him like a football coach. Yeah. You got to plant your feet, goddammit.
It was great.
Stop leaning in every time she say something.
She's going to run over
stop
you if you don't plant your feet.
Squaring up. She's not more important than you.
Yeah.
She didn't blaze the room. You blaze the room.
That's the lesson that goes into everything.
Everything.
Yeah, she's not more important than you. That doesn't mean she's a piece of shit. You're not,
not
saying
at all.
You don't. It just means at the end of the day.
What do you
what,
add to
what
my
do you
life?
Add to your yeah. life? And yeah. no matter what, you still have to do what you do.
Yeah, because I'm a add to your life.
Yeah,
I'm that's gonna happen because I can't because I want to live the best me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you can't be with me and not live. The,
yeah,
by just osmosis, you gonna get the best of what I got because I'm not shortchanging me.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we don't understand. We've been talking about this five shows, and
what
I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, yeah.
The
Compromise. Yeah, what we thought was compromise
so
growing up.
It's funny because...
You got any more of those Red Bulls on anywhere in here? No, don't worry about it. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The funny thing is we...
Okay.
As the show goes on, we've been 9 years.
Okay. Congrats. That's crazy good.
And I'm still learning. I mean, even the whole thing with my wife and taking the baby, even that is something that I bring to the show because it's something that I have to deal with and there's somebody else going through that.
Hmm.
And but Harry was like, I forget how we got into it, Harry. You said something about
well, because I just moved in with my girl within the last
couple
months.
And he got a good
months,
one.
And she's a good one.
She's a sweetie.
She
loves
a good
him,
one.
Knows how to play a position, will come
absolutely.
And let you go network, go do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Boom.
She's great.
Get
she's
it. I'll
great.
Be here. No, take baby girl, take care. Yeah. But, you know.
But she still has needs,
yeah.
right? And sometimes the needs contradict the other needs. Like, she needs me to be out there and hustling. And if I'm not, that's going to bother her. But she also needs that time with her. I have to do a bunch of shit. I have to balance out our time for both of us.
Okay.
And sometimes she's not going to get the quality time because I'm putting together furniture or whatever. I spend the whole weekend either working or that I got to do this. And we didn't spend quality time. It's a lot of, like, compromise. We talk about compromising. Can you do this? But in my head, growing up, it's a hard thing for me to fathom because compromise, I was talking about it, what we used to watch on TV. And the compromise is... Fine, I'll compromise. I'll do what you want if you shut the fuck up about it.
That's not a compromise.
And that can't be. And that's the battle that I fight in my head because I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't just say yeah to this. We're not doing this.
Well, we were, me and Harry was on the phone talking about it.
Okay.
And a lot of these little theories, they kind of get pounded out.
Sure.
And he goes, he says compromise, and I go, and while he's talking, I'm Googling compromise, right?
The definition.
The definition of the compromise.
Let's talk about TV shows, like how we're raised with the TV shows where everything is happy life, happy wife. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, the happy life, happy wife thing. That was the big one, I remember, on TV and shit. And you're just like, it doesn't apply to real life.
And this is something Patrice and I used to talk about back in the days, because, like, look, if I do everything to make you happy,
okay,
that's going to change. So you're going to be happy, but you're not going to be happy for long as soon as your emotions change and it
changes
up.
Because to do that, I have to give up something else on the other end.
Right.
So to give you all the quality time you're craving every second that you're home from work, that means I'm letting something else drop. Mm-hmm. I'm either not focusing
that you're
on
gonna
my
want,
career
you're
that
gonna
she's
going
to want.
Yeah.
That she's going to want. I'm not focusing on my career. I'm not focusing on making money. I'm not focusing on working out. Eventually, one of those is going to drop, and you're going to be unsatisfied with that.
Okay.
But she doesn't know that. She just goes, why can't we sit and watch a movie together?
Which seems like a simple request.
Which seems like a very simple request, except I have to do the math and go, we could do that, but then then 3 days later when you're complaining that we don't have cabinets that in the house we just moved into, the cabinets don't work, there's no closet that I promised to build.
Damn, how long is this movie?
I mean, it's 2 hours, but it all adds up. Some of these movies be long.
It's a series.
Some of these movies are long.
It's Ozark.
Speaking of which, this is the greatest show on goddamn Netflix right now. Yeah. Oh, I finished that shit so fast. Marty Bird!
I gotta watch it.
Ozark is the greatest guy. It's one of the best drug dramas I've ever seen. With all the other drug dramas out there. But you know, me and Cartel, I love Cartel drama.
Yeah. But I'm on season 3, so we'll talk. Yeah,
it's a motherfucker.
But
season 4 is a mo. It's crazy.
Yeah, season 4. Okay.
It's two parts, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the second part now.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Patrice and I, we used to talk about that when he would say, if I make you happy temporarily, and I'm unhappy. If I make me happy, right?
Yeah.
Then part of me, because I'm not going to be like you. If your woman is unhappy, you ain't happy.
Absolutely.
So I got to make me happy, and in the context of that, your happiness is encompassed in that.
Absolutely.
Because it's part of my responsibility. So I got to put me first, because me first includes you. If I put you first includes you.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, not me. I got you.
And it's going to end up fucked up. I got to be strong enough to protect you from your own emotion. I got to be enough to protect you from our relationship. And I got to be strong enough to protect you, protect myself from you and your emotion.
It's threefold.
That's like a joke.
And all she wants to do is watch a movie.
It
ain't about the movie.
It's not just about a movie. It's a whole another thing. Then if I betray my truth,
okay,
and I'm no longer authentic, right? I'm not being truthful, and I have set boundaries that I bend. Then a dude who bends his boundaries is a guy who's untrustworthy.
Okay.
Even if by me bending those boundaries, you benefit from them. So I'll explain it. If I got a cousin that's a crackhead,
okay,
come around the house, he goes, yo, I got these 60-inch TVs, $100.
Okay.
Like, all right, bet. Bang, he hit you. Here, TVs work fine, everything good. Yo, thanks. He come back 2 weeks, say, yo, I need a place to stay. You go, no, I can't. I just helped you get you the TV. Yeah, but you a crackhead.
That's crackhead shit.
That's what you do. So I can't let you... I can't benefit you because it's going to benefit me, because if I don't keep my word, then she, even if she benefits from it, she gets to say, I don't keep my word.
You don't keep your word.
And if I can't keep my, if I'm not, if she doesn't believe that I will keep my word, then she can't trust me.
All right.
And if she can't trust me, then she starts to lose attraction. So when you see guys and they're constantly bending, they're setting boundaries and they're bending those boundaries, what ultimately happens is she whined, whatever techniques she does, and maybe she's angry. There's three levels of manipulation. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Harry every once in a while will call me up to let me get him in order.
Yeah, yeah. I forget the order, but I do remember that.
First is anger.
Anger.
Okay.
Second is guilt.
All right.
Third is sympathy.
Okay.
First is, how the fuck you think you, what the fuck you think you're doing? When you don't, like, listen, I'm going to do what the fuck I'm going to do.
Okay.
You see me here, all I've been through with you.
Okay.
And you going to do this guilt.
Okay.
Then sympathy. Then it's, how could you do this to me?
Uh-huh.
You see me broken here.
And all the while, you're outside with the two TV boxes.
With the TV.
In a teepee, because I'm a man of my fucking word. I'm the crackhead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll give you, like, a direct.
I made a teepee out the boxes. Yeah. I'm just fucking around. Yeah. Yeah. But I get it. Full circle.
Yeah. It would balance the time thing. We moved into a new place, right? So there's a lot of shit that has to be done. Like, this is a place we're staying in for a while.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a small things that need to be fixed. Cabinets that need to be fixed. I had to make a fucking little pantry or whatever that I had to build.
And
kind of
by hand. I went there, the first thing she's like, "You see, my baby made that pantry." But that pantry, you didn't get to see season of Ozark.
You didn't get to watch because
I had to do the pantry.
Because I would give her that time up front, like, yeah. I want to give her that time, and then 2 days later, you don't get credit for that movie. When she's upset, she goes, "I have no place to put the food. I'm upset. The pantry. I'm frustrated. I'm in a new city.
We watched the movie.
But we watched. Remember, I stopped everything to watch. She don't give a shit. Okay. Instinctually, you don't get credit for that time. So, and I knew it when that movie was happening. I go, I got a fucking 100 things to do here, but I put it aside to watch the movie for her. But she don't give a shit later on because
did you do it? Did you give the time up or did you?
Early
not?
On, it's it's back and forth. I've gone back and forth because I'm trying to figure out the balance.
Work on the cabinets after the movie. Like, what time was the movie?
I mean,
I'm real caught up on this.
Here's my thing.
I understand. I absolutely get what you're saying.
Truth is
just
truth.
Just so you understand, I'm not super handy. I'm handy enough, but if I'm doing something, it is an all day.
Oh, okay. Now get down. Right. That's what
I'm also doing it to save us money because I could. I don't have the money. We also want to save money to buy a house. So I'm not going to pay somebody else to do it. I can do it, but it's going to take all day.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't mind doing it, but just understand it's going to take all day. And that means no fucking movies. And that means no quality
time. But you're
going to have a place for your food and your dishes.
Yeah, but that's going to frustrate you and create a problem later.
Now I have to learn to ignore that because I got to plow right through it because you are going to get the sympathy. The guilt, especially guilt and sympathy.
Sure.
I just feel like we don't spend enough time, even though we're living together. We're not spending time together. We're not spending quality time is the phrase.
Right.
Quality time. Yeah, because I'm busting through all these obstacles for you. Because I don't need a pantry.
Right.
I'm doing it for you.
Leave it in the box.
I don't give a shit.
Leave it in the cardboard box. I mean, when you think about it, there's so much that we don't give a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
don't want to live like an animal, but I don't need everything top notch or everything, you know.
My quality is key for me.
Huh?
That quality for me.
Yeah.
Quality is job one. I'm not going, like, I won't eat pizza from a 99 cent pizza. I will not. I would rather starve.
Sure, I get
But that's that's what I give a fuck about.
Shout out to 99 cent slices. When I first started, that's all I had. But anyway,
Right. But when you bust your ass to get a certain level of success, you think to yourself, why would I not want the best for me?
Yeah.
And when you start to get the best for yourself, you feel better about yourself.
Absolutely.
When you get your pedicure, when you get your coat, your eye, whatever the fuck you do, you go, I'm taking care of me.
Yeah.
When you feel like a loser, you act like a loser.
Absolutely.
You ain't showering when you ain't combing your hair.
You know
ain't
how many girls hugged me yesterday? I was like, you smell good.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Of course I'm going to smell good.
I had that fucking, that can of cold. I got this cologne. Never fails.
Hmm.
Squirted at, whoa, what are you? Ancient Chinese secret, yo, don't ask too many questions. I have to
Chinese
kill you.
But you gotta, it's
so long, and that's what we talk about. I mean, I say this a lot, but whatever the fuck it is. Ace, authenticity, credibility, empathy.
Okay.
Truth. Tell the truth.
Okay.
If I don't like. Negotiate.
Yeah.
That I don't like it. So if you like. If you want to go pumpkin picking.
Mm. Okay.
I don't give a fuck. My back hurts. I don't want to go. But I'll go. If this is something that's important to you, I will do it. But you got to ask me to go pumpkin picking. Mm-hmm. Now, the simple fact that you've asked me to go pumpkin picking, we understand that this was something I didn't want to do,
mm-hmm.
but I did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we have that understanding,
yeah.
I can't always be doing the stuff that I don't want to do and you do nothing you don't want to do.
Mm.
Because if that's the nature of the relationship, then we ain't got no relationship.
Okay.
It's me giving, 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 and you taking, 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 taking. You are this black hole,
Jack.
This bottomless well
Jack.
That has nothing. I just keep throwing in it.
Jesse.
And you don't even recognize that I've spent so much time doing things that I don't want to do because I'm not making it clear. I'm not being honest. Ballet, I would love to ballet. Yeah, of course. Oh, I would love to hang out with you and play Big Jenga and not get no pussy.
That's the friend zone. Would you want to come and hang out and play? No.
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 Well, no, I'm not your friend. I'm not interested in being your friend.
Mm.
Harry was a killer with that. He would able to be like, maybe we could be friends, Harry. No,
we won't.
Not
we won't be friends. We won't. What do you mean? Wait, we can't be friends? I'm not saying we can't be friends. I'm saying we're not going to be. I'm too busy. I have five friends, real friends, and I don't even see them.
Right.
I don't have room to add somebody else.
So I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that we're going to be friends because we're not going to be friends.
Well, then I just feel like we could. Well, then that's how you feel.
You know what's good? You know what hurts them? I'm booked and busy. You tell the bitch. Yeah, baby's booked and busy.
Listen.
Do that. Oh.
Yeah, but you need to But
if you want to check back in 6 months, maybe I'll have an opening. I don't know.
Come back in 2 weeks likely. After you get on TV. Yeah, and then you're supposed to go, no.
No.
I'm never checking back. Because you're an awful human being.
It's awful thing to do.
Think about what that says is that says you ain't good enough now. Check back with me in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then what you are is based on what your success is.
And then she decides what your value is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She has defined you as not worthy.
Terrible.
And says, get some more, work on it, and then come back and see me, and I'll judge it when you come. Fuck you. It's like when a chick says, I really think this relationship, I need some time. And I used to say this, you need time? I'm going to hit you in the face with a calendar. You can have all the time. Starting from now, you got enough time to sort out. But
you better call Dr. Strange.
I'm
got nothing but
sister
time.
First. I'm taking your sister down. But, yo, let's plug it. Blue Bloods, and then we're going to do something for the Patreon.
Blue Bloods tomorrow at 10 o'clock on CBS. I'm on it. I'm playing a guy named Bugs. It's going to be a good time.
I got Paramount Plus by the time this airs.
Yeah.
At Harry Turjanian is all my stuff, all my comedy videos, stand-up, everything I'm doing. At Harry Turjanian.
Google me, bitch. You know what it is.
There you go.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution being podcasted. Don't forget the one-on-one consultations. Go to DanteNero.com. Click on consult. You can book time with me and talk to me. I can explain all this shit to you. Also, don't forget the Patreon.
Patreon.com.
It's patreon.com/manschool202. Please sign up for that. When you do that, we keep doing this,
yeah.
And we keep bringing this information to you. And I'm still
info.
Working, going. I'm gonna keep growing until I die. Yo, I love y'all. Check us out on the Patreon with D.